England got their campaign at Euro 2020 off to a strong start against Croatia with a 1-0 victory at Wembley. The game saw a second-half goal from Raheem Sterling, with many celebrating across the UK. It's now the turn of Scotland out of the home nations, competing as they take on the Czech Republic tomorrow. Boris Johnson is expected to announce a delay to the lifting of coronavirus restrictions on the 21st of June. It comes as over 7,000 cases were reported in the last 24 hours, thought to be that of the Delta variant. Speaking to the BBC's Andrew Marr, Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab committed that any lifting of restrictions must be irreversible.
Look, we'll be evidence-based, data-based. I think the key point is we want to move out of lockdown irreversibly. I think the vast majority of people in the country, but also in Parliament, will understand that. We don't want a yo-yo back in and out of measures.
And Sir David Attenborough has addressed the G7 leaders, urging for tougher action on climate change. The wildlife filmmaker made the comments in a video on the final day of the summit in Cornwall. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Jack Wilfan.
Colourful,
coming up
colourful,
next,
colourful,
DJ colourful, Sly colourful, on colourful radio.
Hi, Albert Einstein here. I just booked an electric taxi. Very good for the environment. Smart meters can help too. If we all got one, the CO2 savings Britain could make would be equivalent to the savings made by around 70 million trees. Oh, musky daddle, if I want that 5-star rating.
Smart meters. Join the energy revolution. CO2 saving between 2013 and 2034 based on government forecast for smart meter rollout. Consumer action required.
During life, your skin is subject to many conditions, leaving your skin rougher and tighter. We want to help. At DermaShack, our unique formula provides day-to-day moisture for all skin types. Our signature cream, DermaDew, is a cream that can be used for both specific areas of dry skin and as a daily moisturiser. So why don't you try our cream, DermaDew, an intense rehydration cream that leaves your skin like silk. Please go to our website, dermashack.co.uk, to see our skincare range and begin your journey into total moisturisation. DermaDew, total body cream, complete moisturisation.
Were you persuaded to buy solar panels with assurances they would pay for themselves or even make you money? If those promises haven't come true and you bought your panels in the past 6 years with a loan from Barclays, Shawbrook, Creation or Ecano, then you may be entitled to thousands of pounds in compensation. At Solar Claims UK, many of our clients receive their settlement within 4 weeks. So text SOLAR to 60777. Text SOLAR to 60777 now. You don't need a claims management company to make a claim, and if unsuccessful, you can refer it free to the Financial Ombudsman.
My name's Adra. I'm a medical student studying at King's College London. Young people should have the vaccine because even though you may be young, fit and healthy, you're still at risk of contracting COVID and of developing severe disease which may require hospitalisation. You also may be passing on COVID if you've been infected without even knowing that you're doing so, because as we know, not everybody with coronavirus shows symptoms. So it's important that young people get vaccinated because you're protecting yourself, you're also protecting your loved ones, your friends and family as well. For more information, search Vaccine Facts.
Live on digital radio, colorfulradio.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
You're tuned in to Sly.
They just can't stop listening to you. Listening to you. Listening to you.
Look at you. Look at us. So much in common. So much we've been building on. More than we were even conscious of when we first met. It's only natural. Sometimes we beat odds, sometimes we contradict. Nothing we can fix if we don't forget. If we don't forget, 'cause it's complicated and at times irritating. Never mind, we're dedicated to whatever we gon' make it through. Never gon' stop loving you. And the way that you love love me too. I'm not trading you.
It's live from Colourful Radio. I'm so pleased this Sunday to be in conversation with another amazing artist. I've got to say, welcome along to Colourful Radio Soul and Reggae Sundays, the amazing, fantastic Konya Das. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're most welcome, and thank you for being there. It's amazing talking to you today. You've done so much over the years, and kind of one of the first things that I kind of wanted to ask you was, from that onset, from that first album, which you did, when was it, 2002, was it?
Yes, 2002.
Yes, that's right. That kind of like your first baby, really, isn't it, so to speak?
Oh, yeah.
and of course, you've been very consistent, like amazingly consistent. The first thing I want to kind of ask you is, how have you found that over the years?
It's a catch-22, but I think it's been very rewarding, because every project that I've put out, I'm learning something new. So I always say that I'm forever a student. Not only did my music evolve, but as you can see, you know, from CDs to MP3s to streaming, you know, so it just happened to evolve with the times as well and remain true to my music and creativity. So it's been quite a journey, but yet rewarding. I wouldn't change it for anything.
Oh, that's amazing. That really is amazing. And through those albums, of course they would have changed, but to you in your own personal self, what did you say is your most noticeable change that you've kind of seen in your music over those years to where you are right now?
I would just say getting more comfortable in my own skin, as far as I've always, you know, we say, oh, we're dependent, we can put out what we want, but it was always a lot of conscious thinking, I don't want to put that, and now I'm like, this is what I'm feeling, this is what I like. So even being more transparent as I, you know, get older, gain more wisdom, and just, you know, take things as they are. I think that's really important, transparency. So wow. I think that's something that has transpired over the years for me.
Yes, no, indeed. Do you find as well that you, I mean, with your experience, you know, kind of alluded to that just then, you're able to more put your creative stamp on your projects as you release them?
Yeah, and with that, it is a peace of mind, because I don't, you know, if I put something out because I want to put it out and it's not well received, I can take the fall for it. Like, you know, everybody's not going to like everything, but if you have other people sort of whispering in your ears, you know, this is what you need to put out and this is what, you know, the end thing is, I think that's when you lose yourself. So I think it's really important. That for me has been just the most rewarding, being able to do it the way I choose to do it and be okay with it.
Yeah, that's look, it's the independence, isn't it? Independent music and having that independence, isn't it?
Yeah, but it would be nice to have the monetary machine, you know, that not being independent, you know, that they have.
Yes.
I think that's one of the things that could take a load off, because you have a lot more time to focus on the creative side versus wearing so many hats.
Yeah, no, very interesting, very, very interesting indeed. There's so much I want to talk to you about music-wise, but I'm going to focus on the new album, because that's the current one right now. Through Rose-Colored Glasses. Wow, that's an amazing title.
Thank you.
And I know what it means, but for you, what does it mean?
It means, when I, and it's funny because my 18-year-old niece is the one we were talking, and she came up with that, you know.
Wow.
She's very, like, creative writing. I'm all math, but I can write, but she's got a different type of brain. I'm like, we were talking just, you know, about the pandemic, you know, how to navigate through that as well as being creative. And I think the song that I was writing was called, with Oz Key, Sandcastles. And I was like, you know, Sometimes we see things as beautiful in order to get through or cope with you know, trial and tribulations or things that are negative that are going on in order to cope. You have to focus on that. And she's like, yeah, you know, some people just like to continuously have, you know, see things through rose-colored glasses. Everything is beautiful when deep inside, it may, we don't know what people are really seeing. So, you know, I looked at it as a duality. Even with the pandemic, and I always say this, you know, some people figure, oh, this is horrible. And it is some moments where uncertainty, you get anxiety, like, what is going on? But at the same time, you know, you're able to say, okay, I'm able to sit still for a minute. I'm able to connect with my family. I'm able to take care of my health. So, you know, everybody is seeing through, you know, through rose-colored glasses from their own perspective. That's my opinion.
Yeah, no, I understand. I think life is short, isn't it? I mean, I know it's a saying that we say so often, isn't it? Life is short. And, you know, if you look at it from the start, from when a baby's born, it's a long time. But at the end...
Right. But it's long.
Right. So, but at the end, it's like, could this be? That wasn't very long. It was short. So I'm thinking you've got to, from what you're saying there, you've got to enjoy the good bits in there as well.
Yeah, and not to be foolish and not see things for what they are. It's like, okay, I see nonsense, but what do I do with it? You know, how do I turn it around? So, you know, sometimes we, you know, have to go into our own little fantasy world, but
sure.
A dose of reality also on how to navigate through it. Yeah, but we have to see the ups, because I think this pandemic has shown us a lot. And it's musically, it's shown us a lot as well, believe it or not.
Yeah, no, indeed. I mean, just before I talk a little bit more in depth into the album, and I've listed some tracks which I want to talk about. How have you done over this, you know, year and a half that we've had? It's been the most awful of year and a half, and obviously you haven't been able to perform what, you know, like you would normally do. I should imagine. So how have you coped with that?
I've been getting anxiety, but now I'm learning how to sit still, like really sit still and take care of myself and place things where they're at, you know, because usually I try to pace myself with my projects, and this time I had to sit down and do things sometimes at a snail's pace or tell people, hey, I can't collab right now. I got to work on myself. I have to do this. So it's forced me to kind of sit things in perspective as to what's really important. Like you said, life is short, so just to me, connecting with family and being able to balance that and still write when I felt like writing. Because sometimes I just didn't feel like writing or creating music. And I think people, you know, assumed pretty much, oh, we have a lot of downtime, let me try to collaborate. And I had to also pay it forward, I mean, give that same respect to other people that I wanted to collaborate with me. You know, but I do feel that when energy's connected, like getting this project up and running, it was at the same time, thank goodness. Because there's been moments I'm like, I don't feel like writing. I'm just not in that mood. And then I think the other producers will feel the same way, but they will say, hey, check this track out, and magically connect it.
Wow.
Because it's been a lot. Because you got so many things going on. People getting sick. You're scared. If you get sick, what's going to happen? Just a lot of stuff. I think it weighed really heavy on our mental psyche also, which affects your physical, you know. So.
Yes, yeah. But when you see the end product, and the end product is through rose colored glasses, do you kind of think there was a journey, but we've come through that journey and we've arrived, and it's like a
absolutely, because going through it, or even the project, like, oh my gosh, how am I gonna get this done? And it's just at some point you just sit back and do what you can, and then let it flow, let it take its natural course. And yeah, because now I look back, I'm like, how in the heck did we do that? Especially not being able to, like, physically be in the studio with people that you normally could go in,
yes,
you know, just and vibe with. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Compared to your other, because you're on studio album number 9 now, aren't you? Studio album number 9. Wow.
Oh, 9-5 now, because Keith and I did the EP.
Yes, of course. But that's an amazing amount. I mean, it's a blessing, isn't it?
Oh yeah, I definitely do not take that for granted.
Yeah, it's a blessing. I mean, how long would a project normally take compared to how long it's taken through this pandemic, which we're going through right now?
It normally would, like, when I really get into the mood, I cannot, like, six songs out maybe in 2 weeks or whatever. But wow. This was months. I would just do one song and go, like, okay, it took a long time.
Yes.
And then to go back and sit and listen to it and then get things mixed. And it was a lot. It was a lot.
Yeah, the focus as well, isn't it? The focus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because also I teach as well. And that was a pain in the backside.
Yes.
You know, just trying to get students to buy in to this whole remote and getting them engaged and, you know, so it was a lot.
Yes.
It was a lot.
Yeah. That, I mean, I know that you do teaching as well, and that in it, and especially the teaching which you do, that is a handful in itself as well, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And I have a lot of good kids. My blessing was that I always use music as my hook, but a lot of the students I had them last year, so they knew me, but I have one situation where I didn't know the student, so it was just really interesting trying to develop relationships online, and it worked because I found some niches, so, you know, and here it is the summer, they're still sending me their artwork to look at, you know, so I'm like, it's cool, but because I teach at a performance school of arts, it's my alma mater, so they, you know, I focus, it's really crazy on the academic side.
Yes. Yeah.
But I'm able to use the artistic abilities, you know, to kind of connect with the students.
Yeah.
So that works. But yeah, it's been a journey. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Okay, I want to touch on a couple of tracks. Well, three tracks on the album, which I've kind of really gravitated to as I've been listening through to the album. The first one is Not Trading You. I think that was probably the first single as well, isn't it? I was just reading it. Was So tell us a little bit about Not Trading You. Look, I get the title, but in your words, because I've listened to it.
Well, Not Trading You is once again, it's like, happen to see the good. It's like, we have our ups and downs, and sometimes I want to just walk away and leave it alone. But the good outweighs the bad. It's like, okay, I got to focus on that. Because if we focus on the negative stuff, we would just live in a lot of sadness and just negative things. So it's like, okay, even though these things are happening, I wouldn't trade what we have because we've grown through experiences and this is who we are. This is what made us and who we are, and this is how we got where we are. And I love that song because it's like, I wouldn't trade it. Good, bad, and indifferent. Good times, bad times.
That's right. It's what you exactly. It's what you're used to and what you know. So yeah, no, not nice. That's nice. That's nice. Yeah. another track which I really enjoyed off the album. It's a lovely set, actually. It just flows very nice from track to track. Wishful Thinking. Very smooth. Very, very smooth. I found it, you know. Just tell us a little bit about Wishful Thinking.
Wishful Thinking, you know, sometimes everybody's not on the same page at the same time.
Mm.
So it's like wishful thinking is I'm thinking that we're on the right page, but your actions are showing me something different. So it's like, you know, are you being honest? Are we being honest in the situation? Or am I just wishful thinking? Am I imagining this in my mind and I'm making something out to what I think it should be versus what it actually is?
Wow. Wow.
And that was a fun song. I think I can't act to save my life, but I think I was an actress in my past life. So what I do is I'm like a character. So it's just fun.
Wow. Amazing. And yeah, very nice it is indeed. And that with we should probably mention B Golden as well.
Oh yeah, B Golden is he's also an upcoming artist. He has his own project. I'm a fan of his. And initially we just started conversing. He had played for me the last show that I did in Cleveland. And I just started listening to his music, so he reached out and asked me to do a song called Skin on his project. I love it.
Wow.
And after that, I'm like, okay, so we're gonna, you know, have a lot of reciprocation going on. So I was like, I need to track, because I love his music. And he was like, let me just go sit with it. I said, just go with the flow. And he sent me the track, and that was all she wrote.
Wow.
I was trying to get him to sing on it too, but he wouldn't do it. His voice is amazing. I'm like, cause some of the notes, it's like, I don't know, over the years as we get older, believe it or not, I used to be a first soprano. I can't hit the notes anymore.
Wow.
It's a struggle.
Yeah. I suppose our voices change over the years, don't they? You know, they kind of mellows out, or, you know, it does change, doesn't it? You know? Yeah. One track off of the album, which I'm really so much enjoying, I think it's my favourite song off of the album, it really is. Because I normally listen to an album once, and initially it gives me a kind of an indicator as to my favourite songs, but then I have to go back again after a little while. Do you know what I mean? Because, you know, 12 tracks is a lot to take in sometimes. Do you know what I mean? So you got to listen to it a few times. But Come and Get This Love, or Come Get This Love, what a beautiful track. What a beautiful track. Such a stepper's groove as well. Oh, just love it. Just love it. Tell us all about that, Kanya.
And, you know, that was actually a track, Myron Davis, he's like my musical guru. I'm always trying to get him to sing on something, too. So I think he's reliving his music, his solo career, maybe vicariously through me. But he won't. Anyway, so he was like, I got the perfect track for you. And it was just has like a jazz groove. It's just funky. The flow is really nice. Mm-hmm. And he had sang the mock, and I was like, I don't really need to write anything to it. This is perfect. So I just kind of, added my own little touch vocally on it, and that was that. But that's one of my favorite ones, too, because it's just, I could just see myself performing that live, and it would just be so fun, And then people that don't sing could sing along with that.
Yeah.
It's just one of those feel-good songs.
It's a fantastic song.
Thank you.
It is really a fantastic song. Yeah, it really is. It's like you say, it's a feel good song. Yeah, and I mentioned earlier on that I've listened to the set two or three times now. And because you got to listen to it, take it in, and go back again and take it in. But it flows well. How did you come up with the concept of actually, you know, listing the tracks and getting it to flow? Because that's really key as well, getting the tracks in order so that it flows well.
It is, but I don't have an answer for that. I just, some people, I swear, I'm just strange. Don't even ask. And I'm just like, because Take It Away is the first one, I was like, okay, what flows next? And then I just hear,
Yes.
And then I'll listen to the end of the songs, I'm like, what would be a nice transition? Now, it depends, because I don't know which project it was, but I was thinking of concepts. You know, I'm talking about this right now. This is what I'm going to talk about next. So it was like telling a story in that order. And this one was not. So this, for me, was sonically what was you know, yeah, what felt good to my ears.
Yeah. No, well, it works.
Because it does make a difference. You're right. It really does.
Yeah, because the idea is you want to play the first track and you want to be captivated to listen until the end of the actual album. And then you've enjoyed the entire set. It's like a show, isn't it? You've stayed there for the whole. Yeah, no, amazing. And talking about, you know, gigs and live sets, and obviously coronavirus, COVID-19, it's been such an awful time. In your anticipation, being optimistic, when would you envisage, because I know you come over to the UK, and we love you here in the UK, we really, really do. Yeah. When would you imagine would be the next time you'd be able to come over so that we can see you performing live?
I'm praying in the fall, because I promised, you know, my son, I don't remember, but anyways, he was not even two yet. I think he was one, and he doesn't remember. I have pictures to tell him you were actually over in the UK for one. And he just gets so mad, like, I want to go over there. So I promise, he's 11 now. So
wow.
Isn't that something?
Wow.
So I promise him, I don't care if it's just a vacation for us and I come and do a set or whatever.
Yes.
But so it's going to happen. I'm claiming it in the fall.
Right. Well, you know.
You got summer, I think. I don't know how.
Yeah, no, fall is the same as us. So fall is autumn.
Okay.
So yeah, okay. So you're kind of saying late September, October, November, sometime hopefully around that time.
Yeah, I mean, or March, so that'll be spring for
that'll
us.
Be
yeah,
spring,
so,
yeah, 2022. Yeah. That might be, you know, might be the time, but we'll have to wait and see. I mean, there's so much happening really, isn't there, with these.
Yeah,
there's
so much uncertainty, so I'm just hoping that people get it together, because I don't know what they're doing there, but here they're clowning.
Yeah,
we just have to stay prayerful and
sure,
optimistic, and hopefully everything will fall into place.
Yeah, no, indeed. Well, you know, you're always welcome here. It's always a pleasure to see you perform in the UK, and you know, of course, long may that continue. You know, just tell us about your socials, your website, of course, and your social media, so you know, fans, listeners, can interact with you.
Okay, I'm on Instagram under Kanya Doss, under Kanya D on Twitter. Under Kanya Doss is www.kanyadoss.com. That's my website. And Facebook under Kanya Doss or Kanya Doss Fans. And I do read my messages, but, you know, I just can't get to everything. So I
sure
hope people don't, you know, think that I'm ignoring them, but it's just only so much time in a day.
Yeah, and do you know what? You said that so perfectly right, because you can't do everything, especially independent artists. It's not a big, huge team that of people that's behind there. So that's
oh,
fair.
Yeah,
that's fair enough. Very importantly, because the album's released on the 13th of, that is today.
My birthday.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
happy blessed birthday, Kanya Doss.
Thank you.
Wow. We need some balloons and a cake and all of that.
Yeah. Every day
was
blessing.
Oh, wow.
I'm so laid back. It's just like,
yeah. No, it's good. It's all good. It's all good. So we want, especially today of all days, we want listeners to go out and purchase on today, you know, pre-order, whatever they want to do, purchase, pre-order, whatever it is, best ways in which they can do that, please, Kanya.
Actually, it is on CD Baby, Amazon, it's on all platforms, Spotify, Apple, what is it, iTunes, Apple Music.
Yes.
Every platform they can get it, and if they, I know, like me, I like vinyl and I like CDs still, if they're interested, they can get that on CD Baby, Amazon, and my website under www.kanyadoss.com.
Right. Guys, it's a birthday. It's Kanya Doss's birthday today. You need to go out and support independent music and support Kanya Doss on her birthday.
That's right.
And make sure you order and or download, whichever way you want to purchase it, a copy of the brand new album, Through Rose Colored Glasses. There you go. Konya, it's been wonderful speaking to you.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. We wish you every success with what you're doing going forward. And, you know, when, you know, God willing, we've got to say it like that, God willing, when you... When you come back to the UK, we'll be able to see you performing live and all those songs.
That's
going
to get this love.
That's such a great song. Yeah, shout out to anyone. Shout out to anyone just before we round up.
To Mr. Simon, and he knows I'll mess his name up. See ya. I'll mess up anybody, whether it's name, I'll mess the name. But thank you. I just, you know, I get so much love at every interview when I do at home. They're like, well, you know, over in London, or some say the UK. But I'm just like, it's just a vibe. I don't know. But Myron Ruffin, a jack of all trades, and the producers, you know, Oski, Myron Davis, Mickey Miller, Eric Roberson, Art of Artez. I mean, they came through for me. So Lynn Browntree, I just really appreciate everyone that participated in this project and made it, you know, come to fruition.
Amazing.
And I'm sorry, I can't forget Anton Almaberg. He's another very talented artist.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I'm going to get beaten. It's so hard. It's like at the Grammys, you got to make sure you have a list of people.
Yeah.
But shout out to all those wonderful individuals.
Sure. Fantastic. I would sing you a happy birthday, but I can't sing. So, so I'm going to spare you that. Have a wonderful birthday for today, and we'll keep enjoying and we'll keep supporting your music.
Okay, thank you, and you have a good day as well.
Konya Doss.
Guess the lesson learned, destiny has kept us, love has sung our song, every time we lead us back where we belong.
Such a great song. Once again, thank you very much to Konya Doss for being in conversation with me today, right here, of course, on Colourful Radio for Soul and Reggae Sundays. That was a great listen. It certainly was a great listen and a great, great conversation with her today. We played you Come On, Get This Love. That just at the end of that interview, between parts one and parts two, we played you Wishful Thinking. And we started off the interview with Not Trading You right here. The album's entitled Through Rose Coloured Glasses. Make sure you go and check it out today on her birthday, of course. And also, make sure you do wish her a happy birthday today at the same time. Let us continue with more brand new music right here at Colourful Radio. Something super from Candice Woodson now, the Midas Touch remix done by Nigel Lois. And this, once again, is Midas Touch Ooh right here at Colourful Radio.
Hi. This is Candice Woodson, and you're listening to DJ Sly, who plays the latest and the greatest.
Radio, Colourful Radio, DAB, colourful.com worldwide as we broadcast live to you from the Africa Centre, London, this Sunday afternoon. Great music on your radio. Loving this one. Been loving it for a few weeks now. Odyssey, brand new for 2021, featuring Lillian Lopez and New York City. That's the Stax remix there. Just in front of that one, Candice Woodson, Midas Touch, Ooh Ooh, the Nigel Lewis remix. Great music on a sunny Sunday afternoon. Soulful music. Very, very nice indeed. Got a little bit of reggae in the jegge coming up soon as well. Look out for that. But just a couple of songs in front of that now. Something from Will with an exclamation mark for the eye, featuring Khalib Minter and GLT, Girls Like This. Then something from Cool Million featuring Pace and Everything Ain't Everything. That being the Lilo mix for you.
Too much time and make some mistakes. Why do I always chase you? For some reason I can't wait to keep on.
on falling for girls. Some of your evil ways. Look up in the mirror, like what did I do? Wake up every morning with a psycho. You be taking trips to David Bridal. Then you be angry and texting with hella typos, yeah.
Classic soul and reggae with Sly on Colorful Radio.
Got a brother tripping. No. everything was everything, you know.
Everything, oh, it's so, no, so sweet. It seems so sweet. Sweet potato pie, on the side, cream. Everything came tumbling down.
It came tumbling down.
Everything ain't everything, no. Everything ain't everything.
Decision. You let love pass you by. What happened to the vows that we made? What happened to the love that we made? I guess it didn't mean a thing to you.
Colourful Radio, Colourful Radio DAB and Colourful.com worldwide as we broadcast live from the Africa Centre, London, this Sunday afternoon. We're heading our way towards 6 and we're trying to get in as many songs as we can do just before then. But underneath me right now, just backtracking for you, Cool Million featuring Pace and Everything Ain't Everything. That's the Lalo mix for you. Before that, Will with an explanation mark for the eye. He actually says that in his flyer. Goodness me. Featuring Kalib Minta and GLT, Girls Like This. All right, so big shouts going out to DJ Yella, also to Piero Lombardo, Janice Ellis, Marina, Tufexis, Joy Kaza Powell, also to Robert Hubbard. And also to Paulette Jackson, who wishes Kanye Doss a very happy birthday for today. Thank you so much for your interactions and your musical listening ears. Let us continue now with something from Teddy P and Arturo Tappin and their rendition of Leave the Door Open Now. If we have time, we'll get in something from China Nicole, Butterflies. And also something from Shetty, Don't Let It.
Thank you.
Greetings, my name is China Nicole, and I love listening to the one and only DJ Sly right here on Colorful Radio. Keep it locked, China Nicole. Sasa.
Digital radio, colorfulradio.com and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
England come out with a win as they start their Euro 2020 campaign at Wembley. Raheem Sterling got the team over the line with a goal in the second half. He told a press